The Daughters of St. Anne, based in Ranchi, the capital of India's Jharkhand state, is an indigenous religious congregation whose members have DSA Ranchi as the identifying initials after their name. With a history of nearly 120 years, the Daughters of St. Anne Ranchi was founded on July 26, 1897 by Mother Mary Bernadette Prasad Kispota, a local Chotanagpur tribal woman, together with three of her companions, as an answer to the situation and needs of the contemporary local church at that time. Mother Kispota died on April 16, 1961 at the age of 83, and with the opening of the process of her sainthood in the Archdiocese of Ranchi on August 7 this year, Mother Kispota thus became the first tribal woman of India to be declared a servant of God by the Catholic Church. According to their website, the charism of the Daughters of St. Anne Ranchi is better service with the love of Jesus. Their vision, Christ-filled society. Their mission, to live Christ-like life among the poor and downtrodden through the apostolate of DSA. And their goal, to foster human dignity and respect among people of all religions. Well, we came to know more about Mother Kispota and her Daughters of St. Anne Ranchi from their current Superior General, Sister Linda Mary Vaughan, who recently paid a visit to Vatican Radio here in Rome. Today, in the first of a two-part interview, she begins by telling us how it all began.
My congregation is founded by a tribal girl of Chotanagpur, now Jharkhand, and along with her three companions, Sister Cecilia, Sister Veronica, and Sister Mary. My founder's name is Mother Mary Bernadette Prasad Kispota and was founded in 1897. She got the inspiration from the Jesuit fathers, Father Constant Livens and his companions.
They were the Jesuits?
Jesuit from Belgium.
Belgium.
Yeah. And especially they got inspiration from the Loreto sisters, those who came from Ireland to Kolkata, and seeing the need of Chotanagpur, the Jesuit fathers requested the Bishop of Calcutta, Bishop Paul Gothels, to send the sisters to help in the mission work in Ranchi. So that's how the Loreto sisters from Kolkata came to Ranchi. Those days it was only boys' school, and there were no girls' schools. They kept the girls for the primary education, tailoring and religion classes and so on like that. So that's how they got the admission there. And they got the inspiration seeing the life of the Loreto sisters. And that's all.
When your foundress founded your congregation, was she already a nun?
No. She was a student in the school. In fact, in the beginning, they were not Catholic. The entire family became Catholic, but this, my founder, Mary Bernadette, she was in the Lutheran church and staying with they're called the padre, you know, with the family there. And she refused to accept the Catholic faith. She said, unless I see and I live, then only I'll believe and I'll accept the Catholic church. Then one day along with her parents, she came for holidays, she went to the church and she saw the statue of Mother Mary. She had a lot of question why they keep the statue, because in the Lutheran church they don't have all this thing.
Yes.
Then following Sunday again she went and she was just staring at Mother Mary and she got some insight. And later on she believed that this is the true church and then she embraced the Catholic faith. Then she was the last one in the family to accept the Catholic faith.
The others had joined her.
Already they were Catholic in the family. Then she was brought from that Lutheran church school to the Loreto sisters. Then she stayed with them. She saw the lifestyle and that prayer life and commitment. And she got the inspiration. She said, if these mothers, the Loreto mothers, left their own country, their parents, brothers or sisters and relatives, and came to this unknown place and working day and night to save our souls, then why not we work for our own people? This was her first inspiration, and in order to save the soul, she refused to get married. Her parents forced her, chased her, she got beaten by her brothers and so many things, tempted in many ways by jewelry and this and that. And the boys came to see him for engagement and all. She refused and she said, no, I'm not going to get married. And she said, I will not join the Loreto sister also. I want to have a congregation where I can easily mingle and dress up in the religion, in the sari, the Indian dress, so that when the difficulty comes, then I can easily mingle with our own people. Therefore, she didn't join their congregation. But the fathers saw their commitment, their discernment, that longingness to become a nun. He said, if the church will not allow me to become a nun, at least I want to serve the sisters being unmarried. But seeing her commitment and desire and everything, then the Loreto sisters and the Jesuit fathers, they took the matter to bishop and they were put for the test for 8 years. And they waited for 8 years. After that, they got permission.
What was the first group like, sister? How many were there?
She was the one who got the inspiration, and her companions. We call them the founders and her companions. 3 companions were there.
So they had to go for this 8-year test.
Yes, for 8 years.
And then you got ample support from the bishops,
yeah,
and the congregation also, the Loreto nuns. And then from these, let's say 4, 3 plus 1, 4. Today, how many are you?
We are 1,040 sisters in the congregation, and we have 140 communities at present. And this year we are going to open another 3.
Which is in the history of 120 years, let's say.
Yeah, 120 almost.
Nearly 120 years. Could you tell us about the apostolate that you are engaged in? What type of apostolate? When your foundress, Sister Kispota, I believe, had envisioned this congregation founded by her to mingle with the poor, what was the real need of it actually? What did she actually want to give to the people?
You know, where the congregation was founded, or rather before that, she saw the struggle of the people.
Poverty.
They were the poverty, the landlord people, the people always slave. Though they are working in their own land, but the landlord had captured everything and they were like a slave.
So a poverty, exploitation.
Exploitation. And for that only Father Constant worked a lot. And my foundress father was helping him in this work. And he was in quite a good post in the society, my foundress father, Puran Prasad Kispota. And then seeing all that, and also there was education was not there. They said that we have to save the souls. We have to go out to the people. We didn't have any house or that. They were going around from place to place, spending and teaching under the tree and so on, like that. They were continuing with that.
So I believe then if this is the real vision of your foundress, schools must be one of your main apostolate.
Yeah, at present. Mm-hmm. At present. We begin with the pastoral work because there was no Catholic faith, and to help the sisters and fathers, and we are Hindi speaking. And the sisters, those are coming from abroad, foreign countries, they find it difficult with the language. Later on, when the Loreto sisters left in 1903, then the Orslines or Tiltong, that are Belgium, they landed there. They also found it difficult for the language. So our sisters were assisting them with the language, going village to village for the catechism classes and all. We begin with that. And then slowly the school started.
So catechism was a main thrust in the beginning.
Main thrust. Pastoral work was the main in the beginning. Now, and other things like school, dispensary, social work is the means of our pastoral work now.
Now, sister, could you tell us about where you are working? Is it only in Jharkhand, Bihar, or you have also gone out beyond the Chota Nagpur area?
Yeah, apart from Jharkhand and Bihar, we are in Chhattisgarh, West Bengal, Assam, Orissa, UP, and Andaman and Nicobar Island, and also here and in Germany, that's all.
Tell us a little about the other apostolate, healthcare.
Healthcare is it's very good because mostly our houses are in the remote areas. We have a few houses in Ranchi, where the capital of Jharkhand, and rest all are in the remote areas.
Where there's hardly any government healthcare schemes.
Yes, no hospital. So the primary healthcare is given by our sister. Now the government is not giving us registration because they said that you cannot run the dispensary because you have to have a doctor and you need to have BSc nursing. And most of our sisters are ANM and JNM. So even then, we are trying to tag that with certain hospitals, some doctor, through the phone and giving medicine. But the primary health care we can give by all means. And we are trying to give one ambulance, something like that. When the person is serious, something like that, we transfer them to the government hospital or to the Ranchi, taking care like that.
Do you plan to have some trained personnel among the sisters by way of trained nurses or even doctors?
Yeah, we did have a doctor, but unfortunately they left the congregation. This is long back, but we have a BAC nursing tutors and trained nurses. Wherever we have a dispensary, we have trained nurses, either A&M or GNM. And by the grace of God, in order to help our poor girls with less fee, we have started A&M nursing school in Jharkhand itself. By next day, I'm planning to upgrade that into GNM also.
That was the first of a two-part interview with Sister Linda Mary Vaughan, the Superior General of the Daughters of St. Anne, Ranchi. Tune in the same time next week for the final part of this interview. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.